Big Buddha obesity boom. Obesity, and probably childhood obesity, may just be the terrible and unhealthy secret behind massive bodybuilding. There are many ways to build muscle, yes, but large people already have them. Victims of childhood obesity have muscle from carrying all that extra weight all that time. There is rarely good news in the realm of obesity. But here is one tiny scrap. If you lose all the fat, you will instantly become a massive bodybuilder. Arr. This is not to glorify obesity. Obesity is death. You have to put an end to it right now, instantly, immediately. Quit your job, walk the Appalachian Trail, bring all the narrated books you can find. Do not delay. Obesity is not something you live with. You have to put an instant and immediate end to it. Do not delay. Obesity is the first and foremost, and it must end. Here are a few somewhat interesting thoughts that may help you get going sooner than later. And I'm sorry for this one. It's not entirely true, of course, but I just really want to get you going. Children of obese parents know that their parents love food more than they love them. Parents must never allow their children to accept flaws like obesity. Parenting is all about transcending limits. Children are aware of the stress that is making their parents overeat, but also know that ultimately those parents are failing them. Kids know that obesity leads to a quick end and realize that their parents don't care to be around for very long. I'm sorry. I'm bringing this heart-wrenching thing up because it is hard to notice for many. We get used to eating our problems away, and that is not the way. Look in the mirror and look around. There are no obese elderly. Wake up! We are all great warriors. We must fight. When obese, you lose your range of motion so slowly that you forget it was there. You need to get it back. Most large people never actually see their real face in the mirror. They don't even know what they look like. We are all very beautiful. Our faces are very unique and full of stories. But obesity takes that away. Our face gets puffy, and that's not what we really look like. Avoid sugar. Sugar is toxic. Sugar is a concentrated mess that should never be used. Companies just use sugar, fat, and salt to trick our taste buds so that we enjoy eating the trash they sell. And it's not trash because it's no good for you when you shouldn't eat it. It's actual garbage. Food that would have been thrown out. because of how bad it tastes, because of how nasty it is. No one would buy it if it wasn't for the sugar. They are absolutely flavoring trash to sell it to you without concern for your health. Use shredded lettuce as a packing material for your meal. It is basically a non-calorie food that will make you feel full. Flavor it with a tiny fraction of what you normally eat, and at first, you can have any dressing you want. Do not keep any other food at home, just what it takes to make your salad. Sign up for the gym, but also visit daily, especially when you get started. The gym is a special tool in your workout that guarantees that you can have your daily activity no matter if it's rain or snow or heat. That's all a gym is for. It's climate control. It's just a roof over your head. That's all. It guarantees that you can work out daily and save your life. Be careful. Do not copy others. Everyone, including the trainer and internet videos, is wrong. The only people who are correct about workouts are the 1980s workout videos where people just dance, where they are constantly moving. That's a workout. It's non-stop dancing. But don't worry, there's an easy road there. Exercise is a non-stop activity that you must gradually build up endurance and speed for. You have to track that build-up mathematically. You need a calculator, and you should get an interval timer that you can clip on your belt. You will need to angrily feed those numbers in. Really push those buttons. If your calculator snaps, get another one. At first, walk into the gym and start walking to see how long you can walk for. Stop when you finally need rest. But you have got to time yourself. You need to absolutely know your limits. How long you can walk for, at what speed, and how much rest you need to do it again. This is very important. Given the knowledge of how much rest you need, you will need to shorten and keep shortening your rest period until you completely eliminate it and learn to walk non-stop for a freaking hour. Then you need to extend your endurance to walk for 2 hours and later 3 hours, though probably not four. The longer the workout, the shorter it will have to continue. 3 hour workouts are a lot. They are actually frightening in the way they change your body and how quickly they do it. But again, your exercise must be non-stop, and you have to aim towards those 1980s workout videos. You will need to carry dumbbells when you are ready for them, and eventually you will need to start very slowly, very gently rocking back and forth and dancing. Then get to shuffle dance, then speed up your music to 170 beats per minute. And finally, here you will be able to jog. To distract yourself from wanting to stop, synchronize your motion with the beats of songs. When you are walking, when you are running, when you are dancing, always focus on the beat and make your lift, make your movement to the beat. This will put you in a trance. And here you must avoid distractions, never talk, and never look around. Just focus on the beat. Stay within the trance. You will have to eliminate all the toxic things from your life. They are the real reason why you are overeating, why you are seeking pleasure in food. Obesity is a sure and slow death. Whatever or whoever is making you overeat, it or they are simply killing you very slowly. Protect yourself. Fight for your life. Walk the Triple Crown. The Appalachian Pacific Crest and Continental Divide trails. You have simplified logistics. Fat is a way of storing energy when we are walking long distances. So you won't need as much food as the others. You will be just using it up the way our bodies are meant to use it up. It will take you many tries and many section hikes to complete your Triple Crown. The main thing, though, is not completing, but never ever giving up and always returning to the trail in the exact spot where you walked off. Fight for it. Be proud because of it. You are not just a human being. You are a creature of the stars. Life is about magnificent survival. Life is a form of art. Get your Triple Crown. Finally, my last piece of advice is just rebellious madness, and you should just absolutely ignore it. Get rid of your kitchen appliances. They make it way too easy for you to overeat. Get rid of all of them, including the fridge and the stupid stove. Turn your kitchen into a little workout area. If you are angry, dangerously obese, weak from years of failing, or just at your final stretch, unplug the appliances and just cut their plugs off with a huge knife right now.